Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Burgess drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Callison out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Covington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Klaus scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish takes first base on ball four. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McLish moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLish moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington strikes out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dalrymple moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Callison moves to third. It's 3-1, Phillies. Harvey Haddix's now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers is walked intentionally. Ted Savage pinch hits for Wes Covington. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing left field. Don Demeter now playing third base. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Amaro reaches second base with a double. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McLish strikes out. Burgess drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McLish out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor is walked intentionally. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Amaro moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Amaro scores. Taylor scores. Callison goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Phillies. Tom Sturtevant now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 7-1, Phillies. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Amaro hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing right field. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Pirates 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Dallas Green pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage bunts in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Green moves to second. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Dalrymple is walked intentionally. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez scores. Green moves to third. Dalrymple moves to second. It's 8-1, Phillies. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Torre now playing first base. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.